With a huge dumping of snow on the way, you might already feel those aches and pains of digging out. Greg Smith reached out to the CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Chiropractic Association, Dr. Daryl Wade, to get some tips on preventing injury, whether you prefer a snow shovel or a snow blower.
Well, so, you know, there's a couple of things to note about shovels, and just like any tool, types are made for different applications. So, you know, we recommend using push shovels whenever you can. So instead of having to lift the snow, those are the kind of wide, broad base, a little more shallow shovels. And the best thing to do with those is push them along, push the snow off to the side. And, you know, one of the positive things about this snowfall is we don't have a great accumulation leading up to it. So there aren't these high snowbanks to deal with. So you should be able to push it fairly easily. If it does get to the point where, you know, shoveling is appropriate, you know, the shovels that are a little less broad but maybe a bit deeper are usually the ones that we use for those. So different shovels for different applications. Plastic ones are certainly the best. The snow slides off and the easiest. And probably the best tip is to shovel often. You know, everyone says, well, I'll wait till the snow ends before I'm going to shovel. Well, it's a little better if we pick at it here and there. That's generally what helps to prevent us from overloading the back from too long of a period of shoveling. One of the things we always recommend is plan for where you're going to end, not where you're starting. So a lot of times when people push to the side, they just go kind of to the edge of their driveway when you really should push maybe a little bit beyond if you have that room to do it to allow for the stacking effect of snow. And sometimes when we start on our first couple of snowfalls, we don't do it properly. All of a sudden, we're running up against these walls of snow. So a little bit of planning and preparation goes a long way.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk a little bit about snow blowers because they're quite the heavy machine. Obviously, supposed to help lighten the load, but they can certainly lead to some injury as well.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing that people probably don't think of as much is, you know, they are very heavy in that, but there's a lot of twisting and turning. And a lot of times we see the injuries from the back is from twisting under load and things. So very important to you know, do as much as you can in straight lines, let the machine do the work and try not to push as hard as you can. It's also, I'll go back to, just so important that we take it in bits and pieces because these machines are wonderful things when they're not overloaded, but even the best of a snowblower has a job getting through snow that's 2 and 3 feet deep. So do it often and take frequent breaks because we know, of course, there are also cardiovascular risks from doing strenuous exercise like this. Really important to warm up. I mean, this is strenuous physical exercise, and, you know, a lot of people would want to pop out of bed in the morning, rush out, shovel really quickly, and get on to work. You just have to keep in mind that, you know, a shovel full of snow can weigh up to 20 pounds at times. And hopping out of bed when the muscles are cold and you haven't warmed up and things like that, I mean, that's where you get your most significant risk. So warm up, take your time, shovel light, push when you can, and if you must lift this, try and lift and walk to your destination and let it dump off rather than throwing it.